Jerry Kelman, the Chicago-trained professional organizer who recruited Obama in 1985 to Chicago to work in the Developing Communities Project, was known for using Alinsky's technique of extensively interviewing pastors and active church members to identify salient community issues, concerned residents, and respected community leaders. After Kelman hired him, Obama followed Alinsky's rules by moving into the Hyde Park-Kenwood area he had been assigned to organize. Obama was not immediately drawn to seek out the African-American churches to assist him. In The Audacity of Hope, Obama explains at length that he was not raised in a religious household. His mother approached religion as the anthropologist she was. "For my mother, organized religion too often dressed up close-mindedness in the garb of piety, cruelty, and oppression in the cloak of righteousness. In his household, the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita sat on the shelf alongside books of Greek and Norse and African mythology. As always, Obama insisted that although my father had been raised a Muslim, by the time he met my mother, he was a confirmed atheist, thinking religion to be so much superstition, like the mumbo-jumbo of witch doctors that he had witnessed in the Kenyan villages of his youth." Why did he decide to join Reverend Jeremiah Wright's controversial Trinity Church? Obama explained that his community organizing experience in Chicago forced him to realize the fact that I had no community or shared traditions in which to ground my deepest held beliefs. Still, he openly admits, in terms Alinsky and Kelman would have easily understood, I was drawn to the power of the African-American religious tradition to spur social change. The question then is this: was Obama's decision to seek out an African-American church driven by his pragmatic need as a community organizer to have a base from which to relate to the community? Or was it driven by a conversion experience, an epiphany, in which Obama truly embraced Christianity out of faith and a change in heart and mind from his previously described indifference? From his first conversation with Kelman, Obama was made to understand that he could not ignore the African-American church if he were to succeed as a community organizer. Yet during his time with the Developing Communities Project, Obama did not join a church. It was not until near the end of this period of his life in Chicago, when he had already received his acceptance to attend Harvard Law School. Obama recalls the concerns raised by various pastors that he did not have his identity rooted in a church. "Had I heard the good news," they would ask him, "do you know where your faith is coming from?" A Reverend Phillips was more direct. "It might help your mission if you had a church home," he admonishes community organizer Obama. "It doesn't matter where, really. What you're asking from pastors requires a good deal of faith on our part. It makes us want to know where you're getting yours from, faith that is." So, why did Obama join Trinity?